Blog Talk Radio.
Though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn, God is concerned and is working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change that marriage that's on the verge of breaking up. Although sometimes you have blessing, and you need it right.
Amen, amen. How many know he's working it out for you? We're asking a question again. This has been our destiny focus for last week and this week. Is there anything too hard for God? And you have just listened to Shirley Caesar singing, he's working it out for you. Ah, you got to know that God is always working things out for your good. He's always working things out for our good. Amen, amen. And we bless the Lord for his healing power. We bless the Lord for his working power. We bless the Lord for his deliverance power. We bless the Lord for just being God all by himself. We've been having a wonderful time on this broadcast as we continue to talk about, is it anything too hard? Is there anything too hard for God? Amen. And on Monday, we capped the week off with Sister Ruby, Mother Ruby, talking about, is there anything too hard for God? And she went all the way to Genesis, and she began to expound upon Sarah and Abraham and how they had the promised child when Abraham was 100 years old and Sarah was 90. Ah, have you ever heard of that happening in the day and time we're living in? No. Then she went on and told us about Rebecca and being the wife of Isaac, and how Abraham had his servants to promise him that he wouldn't take a wife of the heathen nations. Oh, God. And then after she married Isaac and she had these twin boys, and we all know the story there with Jacob and Esau. And then she talked about the circumcision. And then she went over into Matthew and began to tell us about the lineage of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Ah, and then on Tuesday, the Lord had us to go to Gideon, and we began to talk about Gideon and talked about how the Israelites, God was bringing them out and God wanted to free them, and he had invested everything that he had into this young man, Gideon. Amen, amen. And how the angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him that the Lord had chosen him to save the Israelites. Oh, but he had to prove God. You know, how many know we can prove God? How many know that God is obligated to us? How many know that we can put God to the test? And that's what Gideon did. He wanted to make sure that the Lord had chosen him to defeat the Midianite army. Amen. And he had 32,000 soldiers, but God said, no, that's too many. And as God began to separate, you know, there comes a time when God is going to do the separating. He's going to separate the wheat from the tare. And I'm just doing a little recap as we're opening up. We're waiting on our speaker. Amen. Amen. And as God began to separate, he told Gideon, he said, Gideon, you still have too many. Amen. I don't think so. Amen. But he told him, he said, you still have too many men. He had broken it down to 10,000. He said it was still too many. But he said, this is how I want to prove to you that I'm going to do this thing. He said, I want you to take that 10,000 that you have and bring them on down to the river. And for every man that lapped like a dog, I want you to set them aside. And there's going to be something that's going to bow on their knees to drink it. He said, but those that lap like a dog, those are the ones that I'm going to give you to defeat the Midianites. And when you look, all those 31,000 men, God said, let them go back to their tents. And it was 300. And Gideon went forward, and he defeated the army of the Midianites with 300. God gave him specific instructions. Oh, and as we ventured on, we went on, and then we learned about Hezekiah, King Hezekiah, how he was sick unto death, and the Lord sent the prophet to tell him that he was going to surely die, and he would not live. But after Hezekiah after the prophet left, prophet Isaiah left, Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and he cried out to the Lord and he wept and he prayed and he said, Lord, remember me. And God remembered him and he sent the prophet back and told him, Hezekiah, I've heard your prayers. I've seen your tears. I'm going to grant you 15 more years. That's what happened on yesterday. And now we have a speaker going to come to us today and bring us the word of life on today. Again, we're still talking about, is there anything too hard for God? Amen, amen. We love the Lord. We thank each and every one of you all, and we want to just greet you in the awesome name of, awesome, precious, magnanimous name of Jesus Christ. Hey, he is our Lord, and he's our Savior. We thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. We thank God for our co-host this evening, Sister Ruby Larry, and we thank God for each and every one of you all that may be listening on the internet, that may go into the chat room, and even those that may visit the archives later. We're here Monday through Friday, preaching and teaching the gospel. Amen. And we all know that the gospel is the good news. It's about the death, burial, and the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. So we just thank God for what he's doing in our life. We thank God for just being so merciful and kind. And we're going to open up with the word of prayer. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up with the word of prayer for us on today. I've already expounded and did a little recap. Now we're going to get right on into the word. But before she go, we see a caller that we're not familiar with. I don't know if it's Mother Richards, but it's area code 973, the last four of your number is 0775. God bless you today. Can you greet us?
Yes, I'm calling from Newark, New Jersey.
Newark, New Jersey, amen. And what's your name?
Latasha Walker.
Latasha Walker. Well, God bless you, Sister Latasha. We're just so happy that you decided to tune in and listen to the broadcast today. Did anybody invite you on, or how did you hear about our radio broadcast?
I saw it on Facebook.
Amen, amen. So you a friend of mine?
No, a friend of mine, Francine Nolan, she's a friend. So I'm a friend of hers, and I just was looking through her page and saw some of the things that she liked. So I, you know, tagged into what she was liking, and I liked it, so that's why I'm on the line now.
Well, God bless you. I'm so happy. Well, be certain to befriend me on Facebook. We're just so happy that you have tuned in out of New Jersey. My God, my God. Well, thank you for tuning in, Latasha. We certainly appreciate you. We're waiting on our speaker, but we're going to open up with the word of prayer, and we're going to get right on into this segment. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you.
You're free to have a comment, or if you have any prayer requests, whatever we can do to fulfill that need, don't be shy. Just let us know. Amen.
Okay, I definitely will.
All right, God bless you. We're going to let Sister Ruby Lair open up with the word of prayer. Lord Jesus, we just thank you today for another day journey that you have kept us and brought us back until this broadcast. We thank you and we praise you and we love you for this great opportunity that you have given us to preach the word and to teach the word, that it may go forth to your precious royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name and your precious people filled with the Holy Ghost. We just love you and we praise you and we thank you. Lord Jesus, we ask you to strengthen Evangelist Bernard, the founder and the host of this show that the Lord has given her to go forth to perform. And Lord, we thank you that you allow us to come forth, that you assign us to come in to hear your rhema word from on high. Because every day we come on, you said your mercies are new each morning, and you give us a rhema word each and every day, whether it's teaching or preaching or expounding on your holy word. We thank you and we praise you because you said your word shall not go out saying they shall go and accomplish what they're set out to perform. It shall not fall to the ground. And we've been seeing that. We're a witness, because when you send your word from on high to your special people on this earth that you have planted us on, in different congregations, in different cities, in different states, and different countries, hallelujah, because Block Talk Radio go all over the world. You know it, because you assigned Evangelist Adrian Bernard to be on this line so that your precious people can hear, because you can go where we can't go. And we just thank you, and we love you, and we praise you. If we had 10,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. We thank you for our listeners that you have sent here on the archive, on Facebook, hallelujah, on the broadcast, hallelujah, calling in. Lord Jesus, you know where they live. You know everything about each and every one of us, because you wonderfully and marvelously made us in your image and your likeness. Hallelujah. And you know the heart of man. Hallelujah. You know each and every heart that's on this line today. And we just thank you for it. We just thank you for this great opportunity that we can come forth on this broadcast, that you will send your word, and Lord Jesus, that you anoint this word that come forth. Oh, we love you and we praise you. Hallelujah, because we just want to thank you and just keep thanking you for your mercy and your grace, how you have kept us, how you have moved on us. We call out to you. You say, call on me, because I'm never busy. You can call and catch me 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. You may call your friends, and they line may be busy, or you'll call them, and they say, well, let me call you back. But you can call Jesus, and he say, here I am, child. What is your request? Hallelujah. Have you seen a father like that? Mm. Hallelujah. That's full of grace and mercy and truth to his royal people. Hallelujah. And we just thank you for it. We just thank you that you consider us to be a part of your royal family. Hallelujah. And that you have redeemed this day and this time to have us on this broadcast, that you may send a rhema word. You know, they don't know what I need, just like another saint don't know what somebody else needs. But, Lord Jesus, you know what each and every one of us need and standing and calling and praying to you about. So we just thank you and praise you, and we love you. We just thank you again. I just keep saying thank you, thank you. If it wasn't for you on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. We'd be just like a ship without a sail. Hallelujah. But you found mercy, and you came in, and you rescued us. Hallelujah. Ooh. And we just thank you for it and praise you. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to open up the ears of the hearers on this broadcast today. Open up their hearts, Lord Jesus, that they may get the word and saturate it in their heart and say, what must we do to be saved? Hallelujah. Ooh. We just thank you, Lord Jesus, for this opportunity for your precious people and their families, Lord, their children in school, their husbands or their wives, Ooh. Lord Jesus. We ask you that the blood of Jesus go around them, protect them and guard them. You say when they see the blood, the devil will pass over Ooh. Us. Hallelujah. They can't do anything because you're there and right there with us. Hallelujah. And we thank you and we praise you. And we just give you all the glory for this broadcast going all over the nation, that you entrust us to bring out your word on this broadcast. We love you and we praise you. And if we had 10,000 times, we couldn't praise you enough. Hallelujah. Bless the hearers and the listeners, Lord Jesus. Bless them that's on the calling in today, Lord Jesus. You know who each and every one of them is, yes, because you have deemed this day. Mm. You have started this day. Mm. You know the ending before the beginning. Hallelujah. Mm. So we just thank you and praise you. And we love you, and we just give you the glory, you the praise, the anointing, Lord Jesus. Let it flow. Let your word come forth with the anointing that they reach it from the White House, hallelujah, to the courthouse, to the jailhouse, mm-hmm. to our house. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, and we praise you, and we give you all the glory mm-hmm. and all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. Mm-hmm. Amen and amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way. Ooh, we praise you today. Hallelujah. We exalt you today. Mm-hmm. There's nobody like you in all the world. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. We love you. love you. We praise you, Lord Jesus. When we think about the goodness that you have done for us, that you have brought us, Lord, when we think about the situations where we have been in, and could nobody else bring us out like you brought? Hey, nobody. Is anything too hard for you? And you say, no, nothing is too hard for me, child, my son, my daughter. Nothing is too hard for me. Just call on me and live like I want you to live. Holy. Hallelujah. The word is holy. You got to live holy and righteous. Hallelujah. Seek my face daily while you may find me. Hallelujah. And call on me while you may be near. Hallelujah. We're calling out today, Jesus. We're calling out, Lord Jesus, some for mercy, some for finances, some for grace, some for to be delivered, some to be set saved, some to be set free. Hallelujah. And we thank you that we got a Savior. The name is Jesus Christ that died on that old rugged cross that you may redeem us back unto you with good fellowship and to live and to be in your family that you have chosen your people to be in your royal family of baptized believers. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we think of the goodness of Jesus and all you have done for us, our soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. It's not like you in all the world, Lord. Hallelujah. When we think back over our lives and how we wandered, you brought us out, Lord. When we was nothing and sin and shame and filth, you came down and brought us up and cleaned us up. And you say, here I am, my child. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Jesus. Hallelujah. Only you could do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. And we praise you for being in your family, for you coming to get us, Lord Jesus. You didn't have to come and get us. Hallelujah. Some of us, you only one saved is in the out of our own families. Hallelujah. We didn't know how to live. We didn't know how to act. We didn't know how to talk. We didn't know how to walk. But thank be to you, Jesus. Hallelujah, that you seen us and we cried out, help, Jesus, help. And you came. You said, I come to see about my children. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. And we give you all the glory and all the praise this evening. Hallelujah. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. Let your anointing flow today. Hallelujah. All over this land, all over this nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give them experience, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That they know it's you. Hallelujah. And we thank you and praise you and love you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Ruby. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Ruby.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless your name, God. Yeah, you know, Messiah. Woo, God, when you think on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us. Hallelujah. We're asking the question today, is there anything too hard for the Lord? We had, this is not like Mother Richard. I don't know if she said an emergency or what have you, but I have not heard from her today. I tried calling her, but God knows. And right now, we're going to plead the blood right now. I don't know what's going on at Mother Richard's home. I don't know what's going on in our family. I don't know what's going on for her business on today, but the Lord knows. Hallelujah. So Lord God, I'm asking you to touch Mother wherever she's at. Whatever has occurred today that would hinder her from coming on this line, speaking the word of God, God, I'm asking you to bless, God. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to touch, God. Let your blood cover wherever she's at. Whatever is going on, even if she have made a mistake and have forgotten this assignment, God, you know all about it. So, God, we thank you for her right now. We bless you for her, and we give you glory, and we give you praise. Amen. We thank you for our other listener that called in today, Sister Latasha.
We, God bless you today. We thank God for you. And we don't know what God is going to say today. But you know what? The scripture tells me to be always instant, in season and out of season. So you guys, you must be ready at all times. You got to know that God is with you no matter what, because there's nothing too hard for him. It ain't hard for me to deliver a message. It's not hard for me to talk about the goodness of Jesus. Hallelujah. When I think on his goodness and all that he's done for me, when I think of where he's brought me from, I got a praise that bubbling up on the inside. I wasn't even supposed to be alive. Oh, but 30 years ago, he decided to save me. 30 years ago, he decided to pull me out of a horrible pit. Hallelujah. Just imagine. Hey, 30 years ago, and I can remember in 2005 when Katrina hit New Orleans. See, that's my home. I'm a native Orleanian. Orleanian, hallelujah. God brought me out almost 30 years ago, and I moved. I relocated to Los Angeles. Oh, God, I just want to testify a little bit today before I get into this word. Didn't know I was going to have to speak. Oh, but God knows everything. The same thing happened yesterday. So I'm asking the Lord, what's going on, Jesus? I know the rapture haven't taken place because I'm still here. Hallelujah. Sister Ruby is still here. And I know if the rapture had taken place, I would be up there with the saints. Amen. But I can remember when the Lord brought me out and I relocated to Los Angeles. I had my two little children. I had a daughter, 11 years old, and I had a son that was 7. And I didn't know that the Lord was bringing me to Los Angeles to clean my life up. I didn't know he was giving me an opportunity to live and not die. I did not know it. Oh, but I can remember with tears in their eyes. At that time, my mother is still in the land of the living. But at that time, there was 5 generations still in my family. And I can remember my grandmother and my great-grandmother. These are my maternal grandmothers on my mother's side. They didn't want to lose me. Oh, God, you know, when you love your family, when you love your children, you don't want to see them too far apart from you. You want them to be very close to you. You want them to be near where you can put their hands, you can put your hands on them. But God didn't want that. Hallelujah. And I can remember with tears in their eyes, they loosed me. But when they loosed me with a blessing. Hallelujah. They loosed me with a blessing, Sister Ruby. They didn't curse me. I didn't know that God had something better for me. Well, I'm reminded of the patriarchs in Hebrews, where they all died in the faith. Some of them was beheaded. Some of them was stoned. Some of them was sent to prison. Hallelujah. But guess what? The Bible said, they without us won't be made perfect. Hey, because guess what? The Holy Ghost, they died not receiving the promise, but we have received the promise. What is that promise? The Comforter, the Holy Ghost. God, Jesus, when he left his disciples, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. He said, wait, tarry in Jerusalem, and I'm going to send you back some power. I'm going to send you back a Comforter. Hallelujah. And that's what happened. When they loosed me with a blessing. And I'll never forget my great-grandmother. She told me, she said, you go. Go on. I was running. I was running for my life. How many is running for their life today? Hallelujah. Well, I'm here to tell you that there's nothing too hard for God. Keep on running for your life. And she told me, my great-grandmother, she told me, she said, you go and you see my nephew. She said, I have a nephew there, but mind you, let me just digress for a minute. My grandmother said, I have a brother there too, and my Uncle Jenkins, hallelujah, I'm going to just call his name. Folks don't know who I am, some don't know, some do. But that's all right. My grandmother said, I have a brother there, and he was very successful. He was a Tuskegee graduate. His wife was in the cabinet with Nixon. She sat in that cabinet. She didn't have a high position, but she was one of those members of that cabinet. Very prestigious and, you know, wealthy people. But she didn't tell me to go visit him. She said, I have a nephew there. His name is Winston. And she said, he's a pastor. And she said, you'll go see Winston, and he's going to help you. Ah, hallelujah. I tried to get in my mess. I tried to go to the clubs when I first got there, but it wasn't in God's plan for me. Being in the big city of Los Angeles with all the lights and all the trappings, you know, of success. You know, when you go there and you get a good job and you begin to live well, you won't mix with these people that we deem are successful. Oh, but God had another plan for me, people. He had another plan for me. And as I was there about 3 or 4 months, Sister Ruby, and I moved in November. And I think it was about February or March before I went to visit and meet my cousin that I didn't know for the very first time. He knew of me, but I knew of him, but we had never physically met. And so I can remember, I'll never forget it, it's as though it happened yesterday. I went to the church, and you know these holiness people, you know these folks they call holy rollers, you know, sanctified, and, you know, they stay in church. Well, before I visited him, my uncle, my grandmother's brother, he had already told me. He said, well, you can go over and visit him because they hold church all day. He said, hey, they're all day, Adrian, just go on over there and meet him. So I went over there, and true enough, the words that he spoke was actually true because they were in church. It was like something to 3 in the evening. And I went, and I sat in church, and then, you know, the church was just about over. And so afterwards, I took my 2 little kids, and we went on up, and I introduced myself and told him I was Anjan. I told him about my grandmother. He said, you what? My God, you look like Aunt Jocelyn. And he just went on and on. And so I was living with my aunt on my father's side. And so he told me, he said, I'm going to come and pick you up. He said, I'm going to come take you and take you to breakfast. So true enough, he came the next day and picked me up and took me to breakfast. And I'm going to try to get through this because I don't know who the Lord want to speak to today, who he want to help today. But I want you to know that there's nothing too hard for God. I didn't envision a day like this where I could live right, woo, where I can refrain from sinning, where I can refrain from indulging in the cares of this life. I never saw a day like this. Amen. But he came and he took me. And Sister Latasha, I tell you, we went to this little place on Western Avenue, a little breakfast place, and we were there about maybe about 2 hours, 2.5 hours. And I was like, Lord, how I'm going to get through this? Because I was a smoker. And and I had heard, and then I saw the makeup of his church. And, you know, I'm a sinner. Hey, I do what sinners do. So I'm like, how in the world I'm going to sit here with this man for 2.5, 3 hours and not get a smoke? You know, I knew one thing by my family having a background of ministry. I knew one thing that I just couldn't just light up no cigarette at the table. That was just improper. That wasn't polite. So I'm like, I can't do that. I'm going to get through this. And so I had on all my stuff. You know, I was decked out, Sister Ruby. When you come in the holiness, they try to tell you to change your dress code. You know, dress in moderation. Don't have Millie and Tilly hanging up. And, you know, it was just like other folks is. Natural folks, the way they look. But, you know, what I love about Bishop Singleton, Winston Singleton, he did not tell me nothing about the Lord. He didn't tell me anything about the Lord. We just began to talk about family, 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 family. And so I can remember, and I just want to encourage somebody to let you know that God can do anything. It's nothing too hard for him. And I began to, you know, God was dealing with me. He was dealing with me, and I didn't understand. I know I'm in a new city, and I have to get a job. I have to find somewhere for the stay with me and my children and, you know, just so many other things going into a new city. I had never left New Orleans for us going to another state. We travel, yeah, maybe to Baton Rouge and to Houston, something like that, but this is 2,000 miles away from home. This is a new city. I'm a stranger. I'm a stranger pilgriming in a strange land. So this was all new to me. But I said, Lord, I can remember crying out to the Lord. And so when he dropped me off, and this is what made me know that something was very peculiar about this man. This is what made me really know. Because when he dropped me off and I went back to my aunt's, I tried to pick up a cigarette, and it made me sick. Do you hear me? God took the taste of nicotine out of my mouth that day. He took it away from me. And I went again and tried to do it. And I was sick. So the Lord started dealing with me. And my cousin invited me to come to church. This was about maybe about a couple of weeks later. She invited me to come to church. But Winston never told me. He's a bishop now. He was just an elder then. But he never told me to come go to church. I knew where he lived. He said, if you need me, you know where I'm at. Here's not. Call me. Call me. Whatever you need, call me. And I tell you, this man, he had been a blessing in my life. I was able to go after my cousin invited me to go to church. I went on up that night, and this, I'll never forget, Elder Pitts was preaching, and his subject was, God is good. And I got up that night, and I went up, and I got baptized in Jesus' name. And I tell you, about 4 or 5 months later, I received the gift of the Holy Ghost. But I tell you, while I was there, I applied for a job at Hostess Cake Company. I was a machine operator working in this bakery, and I can remember, Bishop, I was like all about 198 hours shy of being able to go to the state board and get my cosmetologist license. And I can remember, Bishop paid for my schooling. I had to go for about close to 4 months to get those 200 hours, and he paid for me to go back to school. Yes, he did, and I would leave work and go to school for 4 months, and it was hard because I had two children, and, you know, but we were at my aunt's at that time, and I can remember going through all of that, and so I'm looking back as I had to just go forward today, and I just had to give a little testimony and let you know that there's nothing too hard for God. And I've been running for my life almost 30 years. I never returned back to New Orleans to live. And my life, listen to me, people, I'm not boasting and bragging, but I'm telling you that it's nothing too hard for God. If you sell out, like Hezekiah say, I'm sold out. What are you sold out to? I'm sold out to do the work of the Lord. I'm sold out to win souls. I'm sold out to labor in the vineyard. I'm sold out to see Jesus for myself. When I see him, hey, glory, I'm going to say amen for all of the trouble that I've had to go through, for all of the tests and the trials, for all of the tears that I've shed, for all the persecution. Hallelujah. When I see Jesus, I'll be able to say amen. I'll be able to say it was worth it, Lord. If I had to do it again, I would do it again. I'm telling you, when God starts dealing with you, it's for you to get your life together. Is anything too hard for God? Oh, if you call on him, people of God, he'll come to your rescue. Now, moving on with the story, I don't see his Mother Richard here. I don't see Mother Richard. Hallelujah. But let me tell you something. I didn't know. I feel like Joseph. You all know the story how Joseph was thrown in the prison. Amen. But he was thrown in the prison. But before he got thrown in the prison, his brother sold him to another heathenistic nation. Hallelujah. But they didn't know that Joseph had a dream until he revealed the dream to them. And see, you can't tell everybody what your dream is. You can't tell everybody what God has told you. You can get the talk that you have with the Lord, sometimes it's supposed to stay private. When he wants you to expose it and he wants you to make it known, he'll give you a sign. But you know, we so anxious, like Hezekiah on yesterday, God healed him, but then he allowed the Babylonians to come in his house and see everything that he had, and the Lord wasn't pleased with that. Amen, amen. So I tell you, I feel like Joseph, because when Katrina took place in 2005, I lost some family members. My mother had been in the same home, a homeowner, owned a home for 42 years. And for the first time in her life, she was displaced. But I was happy about it because she had a chance to come and be here in Stockton with us. And then two more of my brothers relocated to Stockton. One of my sisters, my oldest sister, she moved to Irving, Texas. And then I have another sister that's in Alexandria, Louisiana. So what I'm saying, people of God, there's nothing too hard for God. But if God hadn't brought me out 30 years ago, Sister Ruby, then guess what? I could have been the one that died in the hurricane. My children could have been the ones that died there in that hurricane. I wouldn't have had no place for my mother to come when she was displaced after Hurricane Katrina. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you today that there's nothing too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for God. Amen, amen. So let me just move on. Because I don't see Mother Richards. Amen. I don't know. Here's another caller. This may be, I don't know. Caller, I have a line open. All I'm seeing is 111. If this is not Mother Richard, God bless you. Amen. So I don't know what happened with Mother Richard, but we're going to continue to pray. But I want to just invite your attention for a short space of time. Hallelujah. And I didn't know I had to go here today, but the Lord knew. The Lord knew. So I want you to turn quickly to Luke. Hallelujah. I'm talking about, is there anything too hard for God? Is there anything too hard for God? Let's turn to Luke chapter 7. See, one thing about God. Let me tell you one thing about God. One thing about God. He doesn't flake out on us like we flake out on one another. He don't abandon us. He don't renege on his promises. God's promises are yea and amen. And if you can depend on that yes from God, if you can depend on that amen from God, then guess what? There'll be nothing impossible to you. Nothing will be impossible to those that believe. And as I'm here, I had to get something together quickly. Hallelujah, because I didn't see my speaker. This happened to me yesterday. Yeah, again, too. Hallelujah. So all we can do is go forward. Amen. Luke chapter 7, verse 36. I'm going to read a little bit, because I want you all to hear what the Lord is saying to us today. He said, is there anything too hard for God? Sister T, I see Sister Doris on the line. I miss you, Sister Doris. Vanza's Doris, miss you. Hallelujah, there she is right there. That's all right. The Lord knows what we're going through. He knows what we have to deal with on a daily basis. Amen. And Luke chapter 7. Verse 36 says, and one of the Pharisees desired to do, they'll turn on you. But our lesson this week is there anything too hard for God? Now listen to this story, because you're going to be strengthened from it. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. We're talking about Jesus. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. I told you all I was a sinner before God cleaned me up. 30 years ago, I was in sin. Well, matter of fact, I was sin when I was a sinner when I was in my mother's womb. I just had known sin. But guess what? Because of the first man, Adam, we all were born in the sin. Amen? Amen. So it said, behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment. Now, let me tell you something about that alabaster box. That alabaster box is a very, very rich and precious commodity. Yes, it is. It's just not a little regular jewelry box you go pick up out the store. That alabaster box alone, if you want to put it in layman's terms and you want to know the cost for as American money, you're talking about thousands in the thousands. That's how much an alabaster box costs. When I looked at the, and I'm just going on my memory, at the scripture, it said about $1,500. That's what that alabaster box costs. So this woman had a precious alabaster box. Oh, God, I bless you today. Woo, who is this word for the day? She had a precious alabaster box. And guess what? In that box, she had some ointment. That's what the scripture says. She brought an alabaster box of ointment. Now, the box was expensive, but guess what? So was the ointment. So was the oil. So was the precious perfume that she had in that alabaster box. Today, hallelujah, it would take us a whole year to try to gather up $1,500 and then gather up some more money to buy this precious ointment. It costs some money. Hallelujah. Now, go back a little bit further. I got to go back in my notes. I don't have any notes for the day because I had Mother Richards was scheduled to speak today, but something must have come up. But that's all right. Things happen. And we don't know the reason. Amen. But let's go on. Verse 38 says, and she stood at his feet behind him weeping. She stood where? She stood at Jesus' feet behind him weeping and began to wash his feet. She began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them. Look at this woman was crying out to the Lord. She wanted some help. You know, when you need some help, you'll cry out to Lord. When you need to be rescued, when you need to be comforted in your mind, when you need to be consoled to know that God is with you, you'll do whatever it takes. Hallelujah. To get to Jesus. Listen to this. And kiss his feet. Now first, she washed his feet with her tears. Then she dried them with the hairs of her head. Then she kissed his feet. Now whose feet you gonna kiss today? Oh, you better watch God. And she anointed them with the ointment. Now when these old self-righteous saints, these old self-righteous church folks, these old self-righteous Christians that's never sinned, that's never told a lie, that's never had to ask nobody for nothing. They've had it made all their life. They were born with silver spoons in their mouth. Well, that wasn't this woman's story. And I'm certain it wasn't y'all's story either. Oh, you better watch God today. Hey, and did wipe, wait a minute. Now when the Pharisees, we at 39, which had bidden him, saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, he talking about my Lord, this man, how dare you? If he was a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner. Well, the one that had the thought, you are a greater sinner than her. Hallelujah. You just hadn't been exposed yet. You know, we always want to criticize folks who's saved and who ain't saved. Well, do you live with me? Do you know what I do 24/7? No, but my works should speak for me, because God said, James said, faith without works is dead. And then the Bible also tell us to know them that labor among us. So, yes, you need to know who's laboring among you, but you don't have a heaven or a hell to judge and put nobody in. Know them by their fruit. Ha, hallelujah. And he said, this woman, the man, wait a minute, let me see this. This man, if he were a prophet, he's talking about Jesus, would have known who and what man of woman this is that touched him. For she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain, then Jesus began to give this parable, there was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Listen to this. The creditor forgave them both. The one that had the 500 pence owed and the one that had the 50. He looked at them as the same. Ah, just because I owe you more, that don't make me no greater than the one that owe you less. Jesus said they're the same. And he said, and when they had nothing to pay, the creditor frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Can you all answer that? Which one we going to love the most? The one that's doing the most for us. The one that's had the jingles. That's the one we're going to love the most. That's what Jesus was trying to say to him. And verse 43 says, Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. Now listen, follow the story. And he turned to the woman, this is Jesus, and said unto Simon, said thou this woman, I entered into thine house. Ah, glory to God. We talked about that Tuesday and also I think a little bit on yesterday. In those days when an angel of the Lord, a man or woman of God, came into your house from off a journey and they were on a mission, they were on an assignment from God, whomever God sent them to, they always prepared a meal for them. They always washed, they gave them a washcloth to wash up with, where they can refresh themselves and get ready for the next assignment. Ah, hallelujah. God will get you ready for your next assignment if you believe that there's nothing too hard for him. Oh, God, I bless you today. So Jesus is saying, this woman, I entered into your house, and y'all gave me no water for my feet. But she had washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Ooh, this woman wanted something from God. How many are seeking something from the Lord? What are you willing to do to show the Lord how much you love him? What are you willing to do? What are you willing to sacrifice to let the Lord know? Lord, I love you, and I'm going to serve you until I die. Ah, I want to be forgiven. Amen. Verse 45 says, thou gavest me no kiss. This is Jesus telling us. Say, y'all wanted me to come to your house, and I came to your house, but you didn't treat me right. You didn't know how to treat me. When you invite somebody to come to your house of worship, you are excited that they have accepted your invitation. You are excited that they not only accepted your invitation, they came and visited your place of worship. Now, when they get there, what you going to do? Are you going to act like you don't know them because they're not dressed properly? Because they don't look the way you look? Well, if you felt like that, you shouldn't have never extended the invitation. But Jesus said, this woman took her precious alabaster box and her ointment, and she anointed me. This woman was getting Jesus ready for his burial. Oh, you better watch. You don't know. The Bible said, be careful, Sister Ruby, how you entertain strangers. Some of those strangers that we look at in the street, and we look at them like they're nothing. We look at them like they're bums. We look at them like they don't belong. But God loves the bum. He loved the sinner man. He loved the saint. He loved the prostitute. He loved the addict. I don't care, as we said on yesterday, what you have done. You have done nothing that's too great for God to forgive you. You have not done nothing that God can't change your situation. God will turn it around for you, but you have to love him. You have to invest in God's program, not your program, but God's program. Because remember, God got a plan. He said, he told Jeremiah, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you. Plans to give you a good end. Oh, let's go on with this story. Oh, Jesus told him, said, thou gavest me no kiss. But this woman, since the time I came in, had not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint. You didn't anoint my head. You didn't even think about the trials and the tribulations that I was going through. You didn't think about, I came to give you all life and that more abundantly. But you didn't think about me. This woman have made the greatest sacrifice. So let's go down. And she said, this woman had anointed my feet with ointment. Verse 47 says, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins. We asking a question today. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Sister Latasha, is there anything too hard for him? What are you going through that you have counted it? You have counted yourself out. Don't count yourself out. I'm reminded of the fight, the championship fights and the lightweight champions. Hallelujah. They're not counted out until they're stretched out and they can't get up for the last count. But they give them an opportunity. If the referee give the fighter that's been knocked down an opportunity, what about our God? Is there anything too hard for him? You know, when you're in the ring fighting and somebody give you a knockdown and you fall, you might slip accidentally or they just hit you. What they call sucker punch you, like they're talking about on the TV. Just sucker punch you and you out for the count. But I tell you what, the referee will come in and he'll say, all right, he began to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. He count. He give you an opportunity until they get to 10. And guess what? If he sees some life in you and you about to get up, the fight continue. It don't stop, Sister Ruby. The fight continues. We are in a fight. We're in a fight. This woman was fighting for her life. She wanted to be forgiven. She wanted to be restored. She said, is there anything too hard for the Lord? This woman, this same woman, had already heard about Jesus. She knew Jesus was going to be at the Pharisee's house. I don't know how she got in there, but she was in there. Yeah, because guess what? She needed something from the Lord. If you need something from the Lord, you'll go wherever you have to go. You'll make whatever sacrifice it is because you need something from the Lord. Ah, God, I bless you. And it says, verse 47, wherefore I say unto thee, this is Jesus talking to him, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. Jesus is the only one that can forgive us. Man can tell you, oh, I accept your apology. I forgive you. And then tomorrow, the same thing they claim they forgave you for, they're back angry with you again. Oh, but we serve a God that's not like that. Is there anything too hard for him today? Ah, he said, wherefore I say unto thee, he's talking to the woman. He said, her sins, he's talking to them, excuse me, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. Jesus said she loved much. She came on a mission. She came to prepare Jesus for his burial. She came to kiss his feet. She came, hallelujah, to cry at his feet. Hallelujah. Oh, for the love that she had. She made a sacrifice. See, when you love, sacrifice is nothing to those that love. Those that love will always sacrifice because love requires something. It requires a sacrifice. Amen. Sister Ruby is sacrificing, learning about how to open up this switchboard. How? Not to be a blessing just to me, but to be a blessing to God's people. Because when she opened it up, she see the people calling. Somebody need a word from the Lord. Somebody need to know that it ain't over to God. It says it's over. Somebody need to know it's not too hard for God. There's nothing too hard for. Nothing is impossible to those that believe. Do you believe today? Do you have an alabaster box? Do you have some precious ointment? Well, if you have it, are you willing to sacrifice it and come lay it at the master's feet? Not at my feet, but if the Lord told you to come lay it at my feet, would you obey God? Or would you be thinking about this precious, rich alabaster box and the ointment? Is a couple of $1,000 too great for you to make a sacrifice for and give it to the master or give it to whom he deemed for you to give it to? Hallelujah. Ah, y'all don't know the sacrifices our Lord made for us. He made a great sacrifice. He said she loved much, but listen to this, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loving little. If you forgive little, that's how you gonna love little. And he said unto her, thy sins, Jesus said, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. I'm here to tell you today, if you activate your faith, if you're not afraid to step out on the promises of God, see, we have to be bold to serve God. We have to be unafraid to serve God. We can't have no fear. Gideon didn't fear. Gideon did not fear the Midianites. You know why? Because the angel of the Lord had already came and told Gideon that he was chosen. Told him that he was going to defeat the Midianites. Told him how to do it. If we wait on God, if we serve him with a willing heart, I am a witness that he'll come to your aid. He will rescue you, Sister Latasha. God will cause your enemies to be a blessing to you. God will cause your enemies to be at peace with you also. He'll cause your enemies to give into your bosom. He'll cause you to mount up with wings as an eagle. He'll cause you to walk and not faint. Ah, God, but you have to wait on him. You have to wait on God. So let me tell you, people of God, go through what you have to go through. Don't murmur. Don't complain. He said, because in due time, I'm going to exalt you. In due time, I'm going to show the world that I'm with you. Because he said, I be with you. I'm more than the world is against you. We've been saying that all week because we're trying to get you to elevate your faith. We're trying to get you to put all your trust in God. We all are witnessing this trial that's going on. We all have been witnesses, and we all have heard about the Trayvon Martin case. But let me tell you, justice rests in the hand of God, because God is a righteous God. I don't care what the verdict is. You might get by, but you won't get away. I don't care if it's an acquittal or if it's a conviction. Either way, we all going to answer for what we've done. We're going to reap what we sow. So you might think you're getting away. Oh, but here I'm here to tell you today, you might get by, Sister T, but God will not let you get away. Sister Latasha, serve God. I don't know why the Lord had you to look through Facebook and see what your friend, see who your friend is following. But one thing, you know what that tell me about you? You believe you have some confidence in your friend. Ha! You said on this line earlier, and you've been with us throughout the entirety of this broadcast, you said, I went on my friend's timeline, and I saw your broadcast, your announcement about your broadcast. So I said, well, hey, if my friend has it on here, what's good for her got to be good for me. Yeah, God got a word for you. Hallelujah. I was not the scheduled speaker today. All the way from New Jersey, your call. We have calls come all the way from the bridge, the Virgin Islands, UK. Hallelujah. We're on this line. We're not trying to preach our own gospel. We're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. We're not here to put anybody down. We're not here to discourage anybody. We're here to encourage. We're here to inspire. We're here to empower you to pursue your destiny in Christ Jesus. We all have a destiny. This woman had a destiny. This woman wanted to be forgiven. This particular scripture don't tell us what her sins were, but the Bible says her sins was many. Many sins.
Jesus said it.
Sister Ruby said to her face, did not hide it, but this woman had heard that Jesus was in the city. She knew that Jesus, wherever Jesus was, that was a day of redemption. That was a day for her to be redeemed. That was a day for her to be set free. That was a day for her to be healed. That was a day for her to be restored. That was a day for her to recognize that, guess what? There was nothing too hard for God. Ah, we had a lit up audience on yesterday. Hallelujah. And Sister T, it's a little discouraging when you don't see the people that you normally see. It's a little discouraging when sometimes it's just Sister Ruby and I and maybe a caller every now and then. But you know why I'm encouraged? Because I know one thing. They have an opportunity to go back into the archives and listen to this message. I don't know what somebody have been spared for. I don't know who go back into the archives and listen to these messages and they receive an encouraging word of hope where they can know that unabashedly, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. When I look back and go through the stats, God, I got to tell y'all this. And I look at over 50,000 listeners that has been impacted from December 2011 until July 2013. This month, 19 months, we've been on this broadcast. Week 80-something. This is about the 510th or 11th episode. Now, I'm not going to walk around thinking I'm greater than you and I've done such a great thing. I'm working out my own soul salvation. I'm working in the vineyard for souls to be converted, for lives to be transformed, for people to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is a God of another chance. I never say second chances because God gives you more than a second chance. He'll give you a chance. He'll give you chance upon chances because remember he said, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, that's all he's looking for. That's all he requires when you come to him. He said, if you come like that, Sister T, I'm not going to turn you away. No. I'm not going to turn you away, Don. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless the Lord today. I'm going to give this. I got the Sister Ruby. I'm here with Sister Ruby. And Sister Ruby knows that at the last minute, we didn't see our speaker. She already know. I hadn't even opened my Bible. Hallelujah. Hadn't opened my Bible because I was just going to chill out like they say. I was just going to chill today because we had a scheduled speaker. So I'm going to chill out. But when I didn't see my speaker, I had to go outside and get on my cell phone and make a call. Still didn't get no response. But Sister Ruby opened up with prayer, and that gave me a little time. Amen. A little time to just go into my Bible. And as I went in it, I just said, Lord, what can we say today to your people? I want to say something that you want to say to your people. I want to say something where they will be encouraged. I want you to speak and not me. And as I went through Luke, the Lord took me to the book of Luke. And as I went through, the Lord said right here, right here, this woman made a great sacrifice. People of God, you can't sacrifice for the Lord, and he don't reward you. No man can take to this gospel plow and then look back. When you take a hold of this gospel plow, you have to move forward. You have to march forward, not backwards. What we read on yesterday, how Hezekiah asked the prophet of God, how will I know that the Lord is going to grant me 15 more years? He said, let the degrees of the temperature. Let it go forward, not backward. That's what he asked. And the Lord, because he wanted a sign. Now, he was already serving God, truthfully, but he still wanted to know, how am I going to know that God is really going to grant me these 15 more years? People of God, it's time for us to get serious. It's time for us to give it all to Jesus. It's time for us to recognize that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. Amen, amen. I bless the Lord today. I can't go any further. We went a while yesterday, and you all that was on the line, y'all heard at the last minute, as we were winding down, the prophet came on the line, didn't he? And he confirmed some of the same things that were spoken. He didn't hear the word, did he? Out of the mouth of two or three. God said every word is going to be established. So we thank God for you all today. We just thank you for tuning in. I want you all to pray for Mother Richards. Mother Richard never do anything like this. So something had to occur. I don't know what it was. She was the scheduled speaker for today. But I thank God for having strength to go forward. Return back to our sister. And we want her to have a comment or word to say on today. We just thank God for all the way out of New Jersey, and because she's seen us on Facebook and she called in to listen to the broadcast today, and she has made my heart merry just in soul. Never met on this line. God bless you, Sister Walker.
Thank you so much.
Amen. We thank you for tuning in, and don't be a stranger. We're on this line Monday through Friday at 1 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. That's 4 o'clock in your area, so we welcome you to call in and tune in again. We always have somebody on here preaching and teaching. This is not Sunday's Best where we're, you know, in and competing for no trophies. We're just here preaching and teaching the word and trying to encourage souls to continue to trust in God. So we appreciate the sacrifice made. God bless you.
Thank you so much again.
Amen. If you need to go back into the archives, you can visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com. And you search for New Destiny Ministries, and you can go back and listen to some of the messages. Each message of a profile saying who the speaker is. So you always know who the speaker is for that day. And also you can visit us on our website at www.newdestinyministries. It's plural, MINISTRIES. .com. You can also listen to these messages on our website. Amen. And we also like to invite you, if you all like a prayer report or any other information that you would like to share with us on this radio broadcast, you can email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. And our mailing address is Post Office Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. So we thank you again, Sister Walker, for tuning in today. If I don't get any more blessing, I'm blessed just to see you on the line. So God bless you.
God bless you as well.
Amen, amen. Sister T, God bless you.
Bless you, Evangelist.
Amen, amen. Are you able to say anything?
Yes, I'm just blessed to be on the line today. I know it's always some kind of distraction or whatever, but I just thank God for this ministry, and I thank God for the word that we've been studying for over 2 weeks now. Is there anything too hard for God? And I just thank God that I know that there isn't. I see him make ways out of no way. I see you even moving mountains in my life right now. And I just thank God for you, and I thank God for the ministry and Mother Ruby and all the people that come on this line. I just wanted to let you know how much we love you and we appreciate all the work you do. I just hear God saying your labor of love will not go in vain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for this ministry.
Thank you. That's a word of encouragement. Thank you so much, Sister T. We need, all of us need encouragement. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your status is in life, whether you're rich, poor, up, down, fine, otherwise. We all need encouragement. Amen. And we should encourage one another. So thank you, Sister T. We appreciate you also. And you be encouraged. We appreciate you making the sacrifice to come in and tune in and listen to the word of God. God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you.
High is the limit. He ain't through with you yet.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn. Amen. Amen. Is this Albertina?
Yes, yeah, I am. What'd you say? What'd you say?
Praise the Lord. How you doing, Dawn? Oh, she done dropped off. Amen. Yeah, but there's a little.
No, you can't get it.
Amen, amen. Well, I see, is this Sister, who is this, Cammie?
Yes,
God, is this Cammie?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am, this is Cammie. How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I came in late. I looked up at the time and realized it was 2. I said, oh, God. So I came in on the tail end, so I'm going to have to go back in and listen. But I am grateful to be back on, and I, you know, have to set my alarm so I don't miss it. Because, again, I'm trying to stay more connected so I can make sure that I'm covered in this season. So, again, thank you for the prayers. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the ministry, and God bless you.
Amen, amen. Stay covered. Stay under the covering, honey. If you stay under the covering, I tell you, God has everything that we have need of. Stay covered. Ah, glory to God. We bless you so you can go back and listen. I wasn't scheduled to speak, but, oh, well, next time call on my co-host to just go forward, and I preach you, you get a word. Search the scripture. Amen, amen. We just have had a wonderful time today. I'm going to give it back to Sister Ruby for her comments and let her close us on out tomorrow, though. Before we close out, remember, Pastor Hamilton, Provoke Fridays. I tell you, if you really need to hear a word from God, you don't want to miss Provoke Fridays. Pastor Edward Hamilton, our pastor and life coach out of Houston, Texas, will be ministering tomorrow. So I will check with him to make sure that he's back home. Continue to keep him and his family in your prayers. You know, he lost his sister, so we want to continue to pray for the man of God. So invite somebody else to come on the line on.
Hello? Oh, praise the Lord. Who said hello? Sister Cammie? Her line is the only one open.
She dropped on. Okay.
She dropped off Sister T.
Okay.
Oh, the word. Oh, man. Oh, praise the Lord. This has been a blessing. I mean, the Lord has just brought the word all 19 months, but it seemed like the anointing and Evangelist Bernard. I was sitting here, and she was waiting for the speaker. Because sometimes I don't know who's speaking or coming on until the next day or whatever. But she told me today who was coming. We kept looking on the switchboard because the numbers will come up and then we'll know the speaker and we'll open up their line or whatever. But anyway, didn't come on, didn't come on. And then she had me the phone open up with prayer. And then she went out to try and call and didn't get a response. But God is... Jesus Christ is awesome. He gave her a word. She told me to pray, open up in prayer, and next thing I know, she was with the Alabaster Box. And, you know, C.C. Wyman on this thing, she sings Alabaster Box. Yes. Woo! I said, Lord, I thank you. because the lady went there and the Lord used her. The anointing was flowing, and Jesus told her she had many sins. So we got many sins. I said, Lord, I thank you, right to her face. So the word was awesome. It's just all in my soul and heart. It's like the scriptures come up off the pages, and it's just like life into your heart. So I thank God for it, and thank y'all for being on and listening, Sister T. Coming on faithful, all of them coming on and listening to the word of God is important. So we know it's a blessing each and every day. Sister Teek, would you close us out in prayer? Sister T? Oh, she ma'am. Okay.
Amen.
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 Oh.
Yes?
Oh, praise the Lord. Would you close? Do you have time? Close us out in prayer?
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, Sister T?
Okay, let me go where I can.
Yes, Sister T?
Okay, yes, I'm here.
Okay, close us out in prayer, and we're going to close out with Alabaster Box by C.C. Winers. And meditate upon this word. Let this word marinate in your spirit. And come back tomorrow, because Pastor Hamilton is fired up for Jesus. I tell you, he really provoked you on Friday. So, Sister T, God bless you. Close us on out. Thank you again,
Father God, we just like to thank you. We just like to thank you for another day of life, Father. We just want to thank you, Father, for all that you do for us. Father, we just want to thank you for this ministry, Father God. We just want to thank you for the word of God that came forth on today that touches people's minds and hearts and spirits, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to be with the founder today, Evangelist Bernard, Father God. Strengthen her, encourage her today, Father God. Let her know that her labor of love really is not going in vain. This word of God is being heard by people who really need it, Father God. We ask you to continue to bless Mother Ruby, Lord Jesus. We ask you to continue to touch her and just help her, Lord Jesus. Father, we just thank you in advance for all that you do, Father God. Father God, just strengthen us on today, Father. We need you like never before. You said no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father. And we know that you have it all in control, Father. We ask you to mend every broken heart. Father, we ask you to mend anxiety, depression. We ask you to mend all the things that are hindering our walk with you, Father God. And we just thank you. We thank you 1,000 times. We thank you for all that you do, Lord Jesus. Father, we just ask you to continue to put blessings over this ministry, for the finances, for everything that's needed, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to continue to strengthen us in the name of Jesus, Father. We just thank you in advance for all that you do, Lord Jesus. We just let us just be the women of God and the men of God that you chose us to be. You said many are called and few are chosen, Father. And we are chosen vessels in you, Father. Father, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' holy and divine name we pray. Amen. Have a blessed day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you, Sister T. We love you.
Tomorrow. Tomorrow's my birthday. I'm just thanking God for 49 years of life tomorrow, Lord willing. Thanking God because it was a time in my life where I didn't know I was going to even live. So I thank God that He allowed you to enter my life those 2 years ago, and my life has never been the same since I met you. So I just thank God for you, and that's why I can say from my heart that your labor of love is not going in vain, because if one soul was changed by your speaking or something you said, it was me. And I just want to thank you in advance for that, Evangelist.
Okay,
I love
well, you be sure if you're not too busy tomorrow, we're going to sing happy birthday to you tomorrow. You have been faithful, a faithful supporter of this broadcast, Sister T. And I'm going to have to get a little something together and post for you on Facebook and say happy birthday so you won't be surprised.
I love you. And I did put it on my page. I'm going to put it on there every time I get a chance to let people know that you're on here.
Still in Oakland?
Yes, I'm still in Oakland, yes. I'm still
all
here.
All right, well, we're going to have to send you a little something and just say happy birthday to you.
All right, I love you guys with the love of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm going to give you a call. Answer when you see my number.
Okay, thank you.
All right, God bless you, Sister Walker. We praise God for you today. I tell you, it's been such a blessing to see you on the line all the way out of New Jersey. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I have a few friends out of the Five Links live up in New Jersey. Never been, a place I've never been. But God knows.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless you all. Have a blessed day. We're going to close out with Alabaster Box, and we'll see you on tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m.
Amen.
people have seen where God has brought you from. You don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
Pain, the trial.
The pain, the trial God has given.
You don't know.
You don't know my story.
You may think that it's over.
Some people have seen where God has brought you from. You don't really understand it. They don't know your story.
You don't know my story.
You don't know
the things.
You don't know the things that I've come through.
You cannot imagine.
You cannot imagine.
Pain, the trial.
The pain, the trial.
At my lowest.
You cannot
imagine.
The strongholds and the walls that
carry. But God has been faithful.
God has been faithful to me.
He promised.
He promised. He would never leave
me. My story.
My story proves that God can do me.
Deliverance
is.
They gave up on me, said I wouldn't.
somebody to sing this one. Look somebody in the face and say,
can't imagine what a blow for
God did.
God did.
Yes, he did. God did.
I can't take credit for it.
Hallelujah. 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 As I rode down the highway, the song just started to roll over my spirit. And I began to write the song based on my heart, based on my spirit, based on my passion. And the song just said,
you still work against the pearl. If the one who sees the gold.
Sing now.
That's the one playing.
Somebody raise your voice and say,
that's the one playing.
Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. And I click this. Yeah, and I'm talking for me.
I got to get this thing. I want to talk to Sister Robert.
You're going to shift the atmosphere. There's a shift in the atmosphere.
My brain is shifting the atmosphere.
leaving every chain.